Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What the Tar Heels must do to snap East Carolina's ACC winning streak. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. East Carolina's football plan is working. Former athletic director Terry Holland, whom veteran Tar Heel fans remember as Virginia's one-time basketball coach, toughened up the Pirates' non-conference football schedule 5 years ago, adding opponents from the ACC, SEC, and other major conferences. ECU is now in the American Athletic Conference, which is the remnants of several leagues ravaged by expansion, including the old Big East. But because East Carolina has won some big non-conference games, no one seems to know or care what league the Pirates play in. All we know is that they have a lot of talented players, which could spell big trouble for the Tar Heels Saturday. After pulling the upset at Virginia Tech last week, East Carolina's winning streak against the ACC has grown to 3, all of them on the road. It began with last season's 55-31 drubbing of the Tar Heels in Keenan Stadium and continued with a similar 42-28 beatdown of NC State in Raleigh. And the Pirates plan to make it 4 in a row over the ACC tomorrow at home before they embark on a much easier conference schedule. This is the first real opportunity Larry Fedora's team has to show what kind of a season it will have. The home wins over Liberty and San Diego State demonstrated great resolve after slow starts, but we're still not sure how consistent Carolina's offense can be or how improved its defense is. Both will be put to the supreme test in Greenville. The offensive strategy won't change, running the hurry-up West Coast attack, but keeping the ball, moving the chains, and scoring touchdowns instead of field goals is imperative against ECU. While the Heels have had some explosive plays this season, they need more sustained drives that will run time off the clock and keep the Pirates' potent offense on the sideline. And when ECU stud quarterback Shane Carden does get on the field, Vic Koning's defense must limit his time of possession and big scoring plays. Clearly, North Carolina has to get off to a great start and take the crazy crowd at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium out of the game. The way for the Tar Heels to come home with a victory is to get an early lead, establish control, and then hold on for dear life. It's game time. Let's get it done. This is Archansky. See ya.